You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, May 31st, 2024. This is Grandpa Dan wrapping up your week here at Radio Albion, the Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist. And before we get started, I got a few things. Of course, as always, I remind you, we have our Sven Longshank support links here on the Daily Nationalist description pages. I continue to implore you to drop him a note or email, whatever, just to continue. We're going to continue our support. It's a long marathon, and we're going to keep on keeping on with that. I have some other quick programming notes before we get into the show, and thankfully I had a listener email me because I keep forgetting to bring this up because there are some glitchy things not working properly on the site, and you know, this is a part of those things where Sven's absence just comes through. For one thing, the chat room does not work anymore. It has gone away, and the contact us at the top of each page where it says contact us, it doesn't work because that was a link to the chat room, which is gone bye-bye because the chat room, you know, it was being funded. Sven had left some money that funds that that site, that part that it takes you to, and that money has eventually played out. I don't have access to it. I couldn't refund it if I wanted to, and I'm broke. So the chat room is gone away. For some reason, you need to quote-unquote contact us. You can use my Parish of the Patriots at protonmail.com email address because there's really not much of an us. It's pretty much just me soldiering along. Also, what I did not realize, and again, I'm grateful to the listener contacting, let me know, on these shows where you hit the player button, you have your three vertical dots that you normally would hit to do a download, to download the shows. That has quit working. That's an easy workaround. If you look below the player, just directly below, it actually says download, and you can click that. It'll open in another tab, and on that player, the three dots does work. You can click that, and you can download the shows. I'm sorry it's kind of a hassle. I mean, it's not really. It's not a big hassle, but it is what it is. I'm barely cobbling this thing together. I really don't know that much of what I'm doing, but I'm doing the best I can, and hopefully Sven will be released soon at some point. Where he can, even if he can't necessarily take things back over, maybe he can find somebody more competent than myself to do so. Okay, all of that out of the way, and I will continue to remind people on my on my shows for a while about these different glitchy things on the side, and I meant to do that before, and I just forgot. What can I say? But we do have a Friday Daily National show, and we've got to talk about this whole thing. Trump has been convicted of 34 felony counts. It's the big news. We got to talk about it. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, man, I just tuned in because I look forward to funny Fridays. And we're going to have to hear about this Trump thing. But don't worry. We're doing funny Fridays all the same. In the words of the great philosopher, Annos Vondigode, did you think because we're going to talk about the Trump conviction that we could not also do Funny Fridays? Well, we can do Funny Fridays. We are going to talk about this oh-so-important event. The media is all astir about it. But we're also going to laugh about it because it's funny. And I'm seeing shills on the internet on both directions. And we'll get into some of that because it's all so ridiculous. Needless to say, I've not lost any sleep over this conviction from this obvious kangaroo court thing. I turned on my 90 seconds of local network narrative rather this morning, and of course this was their lead. They got the red behind me, you know, red, so you know this is a huge deal. never. And it's so funny to watch these media shills, and they're going on about never before in the history of America has a president been convicted not once, not twice, but 34 times of being. He's a felon now. And he was impeached multiple times. And you're not supposed to put this together, that this is such a red flashing light sign of how this country has declined. They're all making it about the evil, bad orange man. And you know, never before in history. Yeah, because never before in history have we gotten this far down into third world, banana republic, whatever the hell you want to call it. Whatever the hell you want to call it, status. But we are assured it is the most important thing ever. I would, one of the things I do expect out of this, I do expect the media to try to twist this and turn this into a thing. They're trying to whip up. Like I said, I was looking all around on different places on the internet, and I saw different various forms of shilling, you know, from it's time to rise up. Well, this is it, America. It's time to get your guns. It's time to get out here. We're going to pop it off for Trump or something. Now, one of the things I can see them definitely doing with this thing is to try to get, I really do think one of the things you're going to see, I would expect to see at least, is they're going to try to stir something up and create a narrative and get the protesters on these colleges to stop protesting Israel genociding the Palestinians and get them back to, oh, you got to stop that because the MAGA Nazis are going to destroy the democracy and gay rights. So you've got to stop protesting Israel. You got to quit your genocide protesting because you got something a whole lot more important. These evil Nazis in the red hat are trying to make America fascist again or something. So you're going to have to get off of that. I definitely do look for them to try to use that to steer them off and to shut down these protests, because the whole sending the cops in, and apparently in some instances, I've seen some stuff that looks fairly somewhat convincing, actually sending Israeli IDF members in to beat the shit out of college protesters, that hasn't really been met with a whole lot of success. So I do look for them to try to change the discussion, change the narrative into you need to run over here and fight these people. You two need to be fighting here. Quit talking about Israel genociding the Palestinians. So I do, that is something I do expect to come out of this. Now, you know, MAGA hat people are very, very, you know, understandably upset about this. They're very, very upset. And it's all very silly. It's all very silly. On the one hand, you've got the MAGA people who've turned Trump into this personality cult figure, this messiah figure. They've really elevated Trump to like their messiah. He's the new Jesus in orange. But on the other hand, you have the Trump deranged people that, I mean, they don't care what, they don't care if they burn down the house, if they think they're getting a lick on the evil orange man, even though while he was in office for 4 years, he didn't really do anything. You have this weird thing centered around him. On the one hand, you have the MAGA people who act like he's the second coming of Jesus. And on the other hand, you have the Trump derangement people that act like he's Satan incarnate. And all of this is swirling around a guy that while he was in office for 4 years, again, nothing really changed very much. And in this, as if everything in this so-called country, it's all just a show. This is all show. And I've been saying this for a while. All Trump is doing, this whole thing, what Trump is doing, he's accepted, you know, I mean, the elections are rigged. He's trying to make a deal. This is a public deal making. This whole 34 convictions thing, this is just the other side putting more pressure. This is a deal being made. And Trump is publicly negotiating a deal. Trump thinks he has a strong hand because Biden is so, his dementia is so bad and it's so laughable. He figures at some point they're going to have to make a deal. That's where he thinks his strength in the negotiation is. They've got no choice but to go with him because Biden is not going to be viable. I don't know how they're going to do debates except maybe put a body double in there. I don't think he can hold his mind together long enough to go through like a 90-minute debate. I mean, maybe if they do like a 20-minute debate or something. Now, they've already said, the Biden people have already said they weren't going to do, all the debates have been done by this committee for you know, presidential debates. I don't remember the name of it. And they've already said they're not doing that. They're not going to have that this year. They will only agree to debates moderated by the media because they know the moderators will be 100% on their side to run interference for them. I don't think that's enough. I mean, this guy, Biden, he's so far gone mentally. I don't think they can do it. I think they would literally have to put a body double in there that could do a good impersonation of him. It's too bad you can't drag out Rich Little. Rich Little could do it. I would love to see Trump debating Rich Little. People got to go back and look, because that's way before a lot of y'all's time. Yeah, go back and see Rich Little. If we could have Rich Little playing Joe Biden, that would be funny. And everybody pretending that it was real, that it wasn't Rich Little pretending to be Joe Biden. The media people, Trump, everybody in the clown show would sit around and act like, well, that's totally Joe Biden up there, when it's actually Rich Little pretending to be Joe Biden. It would just perfectly fit in with America. Now, Trump, he's trying to offer everything he's going to do. That's why he's saying, making these ridiculous statements. He's going to deport college students who dare protest against Israel. The other day, he came out and said he would have bombed Moscow or some other ridiculous crap. He's trying to offer up, look, I'll do these things. And I've said this before, I think the only hang up is that the people he's negotiating with want the collateral, and the collateral is the blackmail material. Which you could just use your imagination what it is. It'd be something that, you know, something more than he banged a porn star. They want something real, something that's so devastating that it would absolutely guarantee. Remember, these are usurers, and they want collateral. Users want collateral that guarantee that you're not going to go off the reservation and do your own thing. And again, you can use your imagination just figure out. I don't have any idea, but you can use your imagination. They want something so damning that it's an absolute guarantee that the guy won't go against him. And I think Trump doesn't want to do it. I think Trump is like, no, I have a strong negotiating hand here. You're going to go with me. You're going to take me at my word. And you're going to go with me and select me to be the president. This is all this is. And you've got people on both sides of this getting all twisted up. And you got shills shilling so damn hard the internet's on fire. Between people sitting there going, oh, it's time to take up the guns and march on Washington, and people over here going, la, 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 your orange man's going to prison. He's a felon. He's never going to be president because he's a felon. And then those others that are going, y'all aren't going to do anything. Why don't you take up your guns and shoot somebody or blow up a building? But you won't do anything because you're a bunch of cowards. You got all of this. So much shilling going on, acting like this is serious. That is setting the internet. My computer is smoking. It's so much shilling. My computer is smoking here. And it doesn't matter. You're just watching a public negotiation. Which side's going to come out? I don't know. Like I always say, Trump's book was called The Art of the Deal. You're just watching Trump make a deal. It's just being negotiated in public. And yet you got all these people acting like this is this serious thing. All these media people acting this morning, acting like, well, there's no way he could be. There's no way America is going to elect a convicted felon to be president. That's just absurd. It doesn't matter. If a deal gets struck, all of this is going to go away. If a deal gets struck, the same media people will get the memo and they'll shut the hell up about it and everything will rock on. You know, oh, they may, you know, try to make some little kerfuffle about it to save a little bit of face and their imagined credibility, because they're not smart enough to understand they don't have any credibility. They think they still do. But by and large, if a deal gets made, this will go away. If the appeals court throws it all, the minute the appeals court throws it all out and says it's ridiculous, you know a deal has been struck. The longer this drags out, that just means the negotiation is dragging out longer. That's all this is. You're watching a deal being, and these are these red hat people. They're the ones that have gone around going, the election is stolen. Yes, that means people are selected. Hello, this is the way the system works. And they still don't get it. We're going to go vote harder for Trump and we're going to run out the deep state. It's either or. It's either. Your orange messiah is simply negotiating a deal. That's all he's doing. He's negotiating publicly a deal. And if a deal gets struck, yes, all of this will go away. it'll get thrown out because it is ridiculous. If we had a rule of law in this third world shithole, if we had rule of law, this would have never even gone to trial. And the media's trying to act like this. And it's funny whenever I see the media talk about, you know, this case. He's been found guilty relating to hush pay, illegal, you know, felony hush money payments. It's a, you have a city prosecutor. A local prosecutor has successfully tried him for federal crimes. That court should have no jurisdiction over it at all. And the federal crimes that are supposedly at stake here are past the statute of limitations. And they would basically have been a misdemeanor. This is why it's the first time in 200 some odd years that a president has been convicted like this, because it's ridiculous. This just shows, again, it's a sign of how far down things have gone. But you're not supposed to notice any of this. So, I mean, it would easily be thrown out on appeal. This case is ridiculous intentionally, because if a deal gets struck, they've got to be able to toss it out, and they need to toss it out quickly. They'll need to make it go away quickly once a deal, if a deal gets reached. These are how hardcore, can you imagine how like real powerful business people negotiate with one another? It's hardcore like this. It is. It's hardcore like this. They don't play nice. This isn't like you down there haggling with your local car dealer trying to get a few bucks knocked off the sticker price on a car. These people play hardball, and you're watching this in public, and the average American is so stupid, they don't understand that that's what's going on. They think this is some sort of serious thing, that the whole thing isn't a show. Now, talking about, this is a case of a city prosecutor bringing federal charges somehow. Now, if the Republicans were a real opposition party, they, instead of sitting around whining about this is outrageous, oh my gosh, they're not following the rules. I get so sick of that. In a lot of ways, I really am. I'm more sick of the Republican Party in all its forms. The conservatives, be it the Tories in Britain or the Republicans here. I'm so sick of these people and their fake opposition party shtick. That is so obvious now. If they were, the Republicans were a real opposition party, they would look at this, and instead of sitting around whining and crying, they would agree and amplify. You have a city prosecutor, a municipal prosecutor, who has brought federal charges and gotten a conviction for Trump. On this ridiculous, from the court not having jurisdiction all the way to, you know, the fact that the statute of limitations, all of this. If the Republicans were a true opposition party, they would go down to rural areas, rural towns in the Midwest and the South, and immediately bring federal charges by local prosecutors against Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and whoever the hell they wanted to. They would sit here and say, this is the precedent. Okay, no problem, because we got our friend, and there's no reason a local prosecutor in Podunk, Kansas has any less authority, the court has any less standing than a New York prosecutor. It doesn't matter. The size of the city does not matter. You go down, if you're the Republicans, if you're a real opposition party, you say, okay, that's the rules now. And you would go down and you could get convictions against every Democrat politician that's been in office in the past 20 years. But they won't do that. We all know they won't do that. Instead, they're going to sit around and go, oh my gosh, my Constitution. Oh my gosh, well, you're not following the rules. Bitch ass. I hate to use those kind of terms, but I mean, what a bunch of bitch ass. You're just fake. People say because they're cowardly and no, because it's fake. I hear people refer to the Republicans as a stupid party. No, they're just the corrupt party. They're just fake opposition. You know, it's like who you're cheering for in a WWF match. I'm old. I still say WWF. It's WWE now. In a wrestling match. I remember back in the day when The Rock was the bad guy. Before they made him into a Hollywood star. That's how this whole presidential, all these elections are. The Rock was a bad guy. He was the heel. And then all of a sudden they made him the good guy and made him a movie star. These things are, you're looking at the same thing. It's all script. And people all getting wound up, taking this shit seriously. It would be hilarious if the Republicans were real, because I would love to see them turn around and all of these, you've got all of these municipalities all over the country and just start bringing charges against all these Democrat politicians. My gosh, you could bring Hunter laptops. You would have more evidence. They could bring Hunter Biden's laptop. They could bring Hunter Biden's laptop in as actual evidence and they would have more evidence. Bring federal charges. It don't matter if you don't have jurisdictions. This is the new rules now. These are the new rules you're operating in. And they won't. They won't. They're going to sit here and talk about, well, we're the one side that's going to honor the rules and play fairly because we're better than they are. What a joke. What an absolute joke. And people taking this serious. They act like, oh, you're supposed to get all wound up. Weren't you doing something? I always laugh at those people, by the way. Well, the most funny shills on the internet are the ones that sit there and try to poke people. They're hoping to get unstable people and say, you're cowards. You won't do anything. Why aren't you doing anything, huh? How are you just so chicken? How come y'all won't do anything? And the one question I always say you're never supposed to ask is, if it's that important to this person saying these things to you, how come they're not doing anything? Well, if they're sincere, then what they're really saying is they want you to do something and take the heat for it while they sit back and watch. Why would that be, pray tell? Why are they not the ones, quote unquote, because the implication is you're supposed to go out and bomb a building or some shit. Well, if it's that important, how come they're not doing something? They just sit there and call you names because you're not doing something. Why aren't they doing something if it's that important to them? You're not supposed to ask that question. There's so much. It's so ridiculous. This is all theater, folks. Now, you know, there's been talk lately about bringing back the draft, and both in some European countries, and there's even talk about it here in the U.S., about to bring back a draft. Now, you have people, I've seen people rightfully saying, if they bring back the draft, I ain't going and fighting for this crap hole government. I'm not, and that's a good thing. That ought to be your attitude. You're not going to defend this system that hates you, that persecutes you, that spits on your beliefs. You're not going to go to war for this government. And that's, I personally believe that's a correct position to take. But then you have people turning around saying it's time to take up arms and march on Washington for Donald Trump in defense of America. So on the one hand, you say I won't be drafted because I'm not going to defend, quote unquote, America, because you can't separate what America is now. It's not this fantasy that you imagine it being. But on the other hand, it's time to march on Washington to defend our democracy, to defend America, to defend Donald Trump. It's the same thing. What are you defending exactly? One of the things that's really funny about this is the people that are running the shit show are so stupid. I get wore out with people acting like this whole show is being run by like near omnipotent beings. Why, you can never win against them. They're always 6 million steps ahead of you, when they're observably really, really stupid. Now, as we said, the Red Hat people have turned Trump into this weird messiah figure, and they just basically reenacted like a Pontius Pilate thing. They're doing a Pilate thing, and they're persecuted the Red Hat people's fake messiah. Now, the same people are currently agitating for war on three fronts. Russia, because we've got to have gay anal in the Ukraine. Of course, our greatest ally, Israel, in the Middle East, that you're not supposed to notice is actually running the U.S.'s foreign policy. And third, China, because they turned down the offer of the learned elders of Zion when they went there and said, hey, you know, we you need to let us come in. We'll do for you what we did for America. So you got a three-front war here. You got a three-front war they're agitating for. And there's no sign of them putting the brakes on this thing. Now, their traditional pool of people to go fight their wars are who? The very people who've turned Trump into a messiah. So you just did a whole pilot trial thing of their messiah. and you've been crapping all over them while you're agitating for wars, that you're going to need these people to go fight for you. And that's going to somehow turn out. That's all going to work out. It's not 5D chess. They're just stupid. They're just jumping from one thing to another. The smart ones are all gone. The smart ones are all dead or retired or really old. You know, that's what you saw several years ago, you saw Kissinger trying to put the brakes on this going, what are you doing? You can't do this. The smart ones are all gone. It's being run by morons now. And they keep just jumping from one thing to another. We're going to have a war on three fronts. And we're going to fight this war with, let's take a look. Your traditional pool of people to go fight these wars are the ones that you've so antagonized now, especially by persecuting their orange messiah, who, if you just left him alone, wasn't going to do anything anyway. And now you've antagonized these people, and they're never going to join your war. You know, I mean, you might get a few retards to join, but the most of them, they're so mad about this now, there's no way. So who are you going to do? Now, I do think one of their brilliant plans, is they're going to offer all of these people coming across the border, they're going to offer these people, well, if you join the military, we'll make you citizens. And they think that's going to work. They think if they bring in, they bring in these people, and then arm them, that they're going to be totally loyal to them. They give them guns, weapons, and training, and offer them a little carrot. They're stupid. They'll take it. They're going to be totally loyal and go fight for you or something. Look, this is a failed state. It's in this empire is going down. The original plan was for the shot callers to migrate. They were supposed to have migrated to China by now, and that didn't happen. It didn't work out. And there is no plan B, so they're just continuing on their own momentum with destroying, you know, taking out their old grudges and all the rest of it and milking the West for what's left of it. But there is no plan B here. This thing is done. You see people sitting there talking about, oh my gosh, the rule of law is dead in America. It's been dead in America for a long time. Why are we acting like, you know, what? These people act like we can just fix it. We hit Trump in there, we can turn this thing around and save America. There's nothing left. What are you going to save? What are you going to turn around? Why am I going to get upset over something that's done? It's dead. It's over. Look. It is over. Look at how much money the government is in debt for. I saw a deal, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was like a deal said something like, if you saved $500,000 a day or some shit since the pyramids were built, you would still have less money than the government spent in 1 month. But it's not sustainable. This thing is done. There is no backup plan. It's over. It's over. Get used to the idea. It's done. Over. What do you plan to do? I plan to be cozy. I'm not getting upset over things I can't control. Anytime people want you to get upset and like personal and emotional over something you have no control over, what are you supposed to do? Really, you have these people that shill this, or you need to be doing something. What? Pray tell. Do tell. What am I supposed to do? Give me the answer. There is no answer. And honestly, I don't want to do anything because I don't like this government. I don't like this system. And I'm not going to do something to quote unquote rescue it. We got to get out here and save America. You want to save this system? Why would you want to do that? I don't understand. I can't put it all together. On the one hand, you say this is a horrible, hostile system that's hostile to our traditions, our beliefs, persecutes, they make fun of us, and they're destroying everything we believe in. And on the other side, we got to save it. Why? I don't understand. You want to talk about Stockholm Syndrome. What is that? Why? What are you wanting to save here? Me, myself, I'm going to be comfy. I'm going to watch it go. I'm not going to participate. As they destroy the legitimacy of the system, and like I say, you got to understand, they're not playing 5D chess. They're really stupid. Every government that's ever existed in the history of the world has got to maintain, has had to maintain some form of legitimacy with a people, at least a fig leaf. Even the Soviet Union, as bad as it was, had to maintain a fig leaf of legitimacy with the people. It is a necessary requirement to be ruled over, because there's always more of the ruled than the rulers. They can always just flat destroy the whole thing if they quit going along. So you've got to maintain. These people are so stupid. They think that they're special, and this is the one time in history they don't have to have legitimacy. That they can just lie everybody and everybody will just go along indefinitely with this. So they keep doing these things that destroy any form of legitimacy of the system. And they think this is going to turn out okay. And it's not. It's not. People underestimate how a system can be brought down by just mass noncompliance. And I don't mean about even big things. I think of it as a death by a million paper cuts, you know? One paper cut. You know, look, think of killer bees, you know, Africanized bees. And how they are. And it, like, one bee sting ain't gonna hurt you. But you I always think of this movie from the 70s. I think Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., whatever his name was, and it's called The Swarm. And boy, it's all about the killer bees and people out there, and they're just a big wad of bees on them. You get 6 million bee stings, it's going to hurt. You get a million paper cuts, and it's going to kill you. One ain't no big deal. When you destroy the legitimacy of the system, there are so many ways. You've got millions and millions of people in this country. You've got millions and millions of people here in the U.S., and when you destroy the legitimacy of the system, those people are constantly looking for a way to get one over on the system. Well, I don't need to follow that rule. Well, I can ignore that. Hey, I can get some free money from the government. I just got to tell them this, that, or the other. You have this, you've got millions of people looking for a way to get something out of the system, you know, to not comply, to find a way to just milk the system. They don't care. There's no sense of community loyalty because there's no legitimacy there. Now, you got millions of people viewing it as an illegitimate system. And they just, all these little paper cuts of noncompliance. They ain't going and blowing up no damn buildings, but they're just finding ways to not comply, to milk the system, to do this, to do that, to just not go along because it's not legitimate. Why do you got to go along with what they say? They're not legitimate anyway. So you find all these people are always looking for some way to get over on them. And that adds up tens of millions of times. And it ultimately destroys the system because they require people to go along. When you've got everybody looking for a way to get one over on the system because screw these guys, they're not legitimate anyway, you know, then the system can no longer function. Can no longer function. I remember a deal. I saw a bumper sticker like back in the 70s or maybe his 80s. I don't remember. I remember weird things from my childhood. I don't know why. Weird, random things. I remember seeing a bumper sticker back then, and it said, "Imagine if they held a war and nobody showed up." It's like that. Imagine they're trying to run an empire and nobody's going along with the program anymore. This is what happens when you lose legitimacy. People just quit going along. They just go about their lives. They don't listen to you. They can't force everybody to go along. There's not enough of them. There's not enough of their armed goons. Yes, they can single somebody out and kill them or drag them into prison or make their lives hell. That's true. But when you've got everybody looking to get one over on them, you know, not big enough to draw attention to themselves, but they can stick it to the man, as they used to say. They're sticking it to the man. And all of these tens of millions of people are sticking it to the man one way or the other. And the man running around, they don't have any way to defend themselves from that. This is what it means to lose legitimacy. And like I say, it's not some 5D chess plan they're going to turn this around somehow. They're just not that smart. I'm going to be cozy. I'm going to be comfy. I'm going to just live my life, you know? I don't get worked up over things I have no control over. People try to get you invested, emotionally invested. Always be cautious. of anybody that's trying to get you emotionally invested into something. If you're trying to buy a car and that car salesman is trying to get you emotionally invested in the car, you probably can't afford the car. They're just trying to seal the deal. Always be cautious and wary of anybody who tries to emotionally manipulate you into doing something, because they probably don't have, they don't want you thinking about it logically, because then you're going to not go along with what they want you to do. Don't get emotionally manipulated. I don't get emotionally worked up over things I have no control over. I have no control over the kangaroo court in New York City. Yes, this is another blatant sign that we're post-legal. They're not even putting up the facade of a functioning legal system in this country. And they're not even, nobody's even, apparently none of them have even thought this through of the ramifications of that. Like I said already, if the Republican Party was a true opposition party, they would be bringing charges against every Democrat that sat in office for the past 20 years in all of their local municipalities that are red state friendly, red party friendly. But they won't do that. They don't think any of this thing through. Any of these things through. They don't think any of these things through. There's a breakdown of legitimacy. I don't have control over that. I'm going to live my cozy, comfy life. I'm going to just do my thing. You know, and things I have no control over, I'm not getting wrapped up about it. And I'm not going to be emotionally manipulated to getting worked up about it. Lay awake at night thinking about, oh my gosh, Trump, what they've done to Trump is an outrage. It's a complete breakdown of the legal order. We're way past a breakdown in the legal order, people. We're so far past that, that it's laughable. People just coming around to realizing it now. I don't know what to say. Anyway. Don't get wrapped up about it. Yes, it was a ridiculous court. It's a joke. The whole thing is a show. Don't get emotionally invested in this stuff. What we're seeing is the empire is in the process of collapsing due to external pressures, internal pressures, its own contradictions, the enormous level of corruption. And I get it. It's frightening. But understand, long term, this is a good thing. This is not... Why should I run in front of it and try to stop it? This thing collapsing in the long term is going to be rough in the short and medium, yes. But in the long term, it's a good thing. It needs to go away. Someday we may get to finally start hearing talk about secession, about starting over. You know, that's something to think about. I'm not going to run out and try to stop the collapse of an empire that there's no stopping it anyway. And again, the question is, why would you want to? You know, why would you want to run and defend the system that is the very system that's geared against you, that views you as a problem? Not me. Anyway, we're going to wrap up on that note. I hope you still had some humor today. I'm just keeping alive Funny Fridays, even as we talk about serious topics. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you enjoy your weekend. I hope you've had a chance. Like I say, if you haven't had a chance, listen on the player or click where it says download under the player, and that'll bring you into the different player where you can download it and listen to it as you work on the lawn. I'm sorry there is janky stuff with the site. I can't help that. Like I say, some of this stuff, I don't even have access to it, you know, because doing as much as I'm doing at the site was not in the original plan, and it just kind of worked out that way. Just trying to cobble things together in the interim, so bear with us. Hope you enjoy your weekend. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.